Hello, this is Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Welcome to Moment of Settlement with Benjamin Beckley. The Lord will shine on your path today. His light will beam in your direction. Darkness will not overthrow you. Any element or representative of confusion is sent far away from you. You will not be confounded. You will not be confused. You will not be diverted. You will not be distracted. Anything that will stop the flow of divine supply in your life today is cleared off your road and your route. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, there shall be a flow of divine provision. There shall be a flow of divine wisdom. There shall be a flow of divine direction. Opportunities for your next level miracle will come your way, life and direct. You will not be stranded. You will not be hindered. Going forward will not be difficult. Hardship is far from you. Today is your day of result in the precious name of Jesus. And someone say big and loud amen. Oh, glory to God. Welcome to another prophetic prayer podcast. I know God is using this to reach out to you, and your life will never remain the same again in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I'd like you to send these prayers to people within your sphere of influence. Let it be a blessing to them. There are people that are hungry for prayers. I believe you can be a blessing to somebody. As you receive it, forward it to your contact. Send it to someone that is dear to you. And let them also connect with what God is doing in the place of prayer. And your life will never remain the same. Don't forget, make sure you go and check up the page, the YouTube channel I have set up specifically for prayer. It is called Prayer Palace, Prayer Place, Prayer Wonder Place. It's a place where you connect with prayer that will turn situations around for you in the journey of life. Ensure you visit the page. The link to it is in the message that you receive for this prayer. So make sure you click on it and you check it out. The Lord be with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, my prayer chart for you today is from the book of Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1 verse number 28. Philippians chapter 1 verse number 28. And the Bible says, "And in nothing terrified by your enemies," or "in nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God." I love this scripture. In nothing. In other words, no matter that thing is, the Bible is saying you are not permitted to be terrified by your adversary, but rather it should be unto them a token, an evident token of salvation. An evident token of perdition, that you are not destructible. So in nothing, in finance, in business, in marriage, you are not to be terrified by the adversary. Adversary means what makes things to work adversely against people. That is why I have come to pray with you today. Every area of your life where you have been tormented, oppressed, and challenged by the adversary, God will intervene for you. Every area of your health where the adversary is tormenting you, God is intervening for you. Every operation of the adversary in your life, marriage, home, business, career, opportunity, going ministry, it is destroyed right now in the precious name of Jesus Christ. You are not permitted to be terrified by the adversary. Whatever is designed to terrify you, the Lord torment them. Anything that wants to trouble you, the Lord trouble them. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Nikupatose, Endekuri Makarusha, Barato Susapala, Lekepoto, Liki Maradita, Garatuse, Ekotwakwa, Twakwatwa, Kwa Lamatanda, Bushka Baba. There are people when they sleep, they torment them in their sleep. That devil is a liar. From this moment forward, every torment in the sleep is over. The Bible says, in nothing being terrified by the adversary. In nothing, you are not permitted to be terrified. In business, no more torment. In marriage, no more torment. In your career, no more torment. In your education, no more torment. In your ministry, no more torment. Over your children, no more torment. Over your pursuit, no more torment. Somebody shout, no more torment. That's right, no more torment. You are not permitted to be tormented. In nothing terrified by the adversary. Therefore, from today, whenever your adversary makes moves against you, the Lord will trouble them. When they send arrow to you, it will go back to them. The Lord cover you. The Lord shield you. The Lord protect you from every operations and the oppression of the adversary. In the name of Jesus Christ, be there whatever the adversary has done positively in your life for evil, the Lord overturn them. I say, God, overturn them. I uproot every plantation of the adversary in your life in Jesus' name. From this day forward, therefore, become an agent that they can no longer terrify. Become an entity that they can no longer oppress in Jesus' name. Somebody shout three big and loud, amen. 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 Oh, my God. There is an anointing on this scripture. There is an anointing. In nothing being terrified. I want to charge you therefore. Don't be terrified. Don't let what anything happening around you to terrify you. Bible says in nothing being terrified. Let your adversary look like a foolish person. Because what they want you to be doing, crying, running around, making look as if you are helpless. You are not permitting it to walk around you. You are standing tall in the promise of God. Because in nothing being terrified by the adversary. I'd like you to listen to this prayer again today. When listening in the morning, listening in the evening, sit down with that scripture and meditate on it. Philippians chapter 1 verse 28 is a word for you from the Lord, and you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Make sure you send this prayer to somebody. Let it be a blessing to them wherever they are. Now, my word charge for you today is the word improvement. We are looking at the word I this week. Improvement. Very important. If you don't improve yourself, you may not improve in life. If you don't have personal improvement, commitment to personal improvement, if you are not committed to it, you may remain at the same level in life. In life, the more you improve yourself, the more you command results. Your authority level in life is traceable to your improvement level. When you keep improving, you become a force to be reckoned with. Improvement in life leads to change of status in destiny. When you embrace personal improvement, you position yourself for increasement in the journey of life. Improve yourself academically. If you are to go to school again to make yourself better, you are better positioned to become a force that they cannot do without. Improve yourself spiritually. As you improve spiritually, your authority level changes and your dominion level increases. Improve yourself in character, becoming a better person. Improve your marriage by sitting down together as spouse to see how you can make it better. Improve in business, how you take your business to the next level. Improvement many times is traceable to the ability to think, to see a reason and a need for you to change. When you improve, you shift. When you improve, you increase. When you improve, you advance. This is a call for you to embrace improvement. Don't just depend on how you have been doing things 10 years ago, 5 years ago. Why don't you do something new? Improve in your strategy. Improve in your thinking. Improve in your person. Let some people always see you are new and say something is different about your life. It is your season for improvement. And I know you will have a testimony in Jesus' precious name. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining today's broadcast. I know the word has been a blessing to you. Send it to somebody. And if for any reason you want to get in touch with me, call me directly on this number or send me a WhatsApp message. And in case I am not replying on time, just give me some time. I will surely get back to you. And if I didn't get back to you after a week, please send me another message. I'm so sorry for that. We have a lot of backlog of messages to handle. But I believe God is helping us and we will be doing better as we also improve. The Lord bless you. Call me directly on this number or send me a message. +1 972 639 1762. The number again is +1 972 639 1762. It is your turn for a testimony and the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. Till I come your way again tomorrow, I remain Benjamin Beckley of the Empowerment Center. Be blessed. Amen.